USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Washington Post and NBC News have obtained a phone call between President Donald Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which the president begs the secretary to overturn the election results and find more than 11,000 votes. The call took place on Saturday and lasted more than an hour. President Trump repeated several times, "There's no way I lost Georgia." Secretary Raffensperger rejected Trump's assertions. The president is scheduled to appear at a rally in Dalton, Georgia tomorrow on the eve of the Senate runoffs. A dozen Republican senators led by Ted Cruz of Texas say they will challenge the Electoral College vote in Congress this week.
"We will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud."
Senator Cruz on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.